pleased to have another episode of Now and New here as part of WQKT. And believe it or not, we're into election season again within a month here. I believe it's November 2nd. Many different issues will be on the ballot here in Wayne County. And one of those that a lot of people are looking at is the different school board races. And to talk more about that, we have a candidate for the Worcester School Board in the seat right now across from me, and that is Jody Starcher. Jody, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So I know that obviously school board races are as important as anything in local politics. I think sometimes they probably go unnoticed, but tell people about Jody Starcher. Tell them about why you're running and what's, I guess, gravitated you towards this position.
Yeah, I really have a strong desire to serve in this capacity, so to serve the community in just a different way. So I have 27 years of corporate experience, and I feel like that experience could complement the current board structure. So I have experience in decision making, in change management, in relationship building. And again, I think that those are traits that are valuable on the school board, and again, could complement the current makeup of the board. I also do have some experience in nonprofit board, and again, I think as I've had some of that experience, acquired some of that experience, I recognize just the fulfillment really that you get from serving. Mm-hmm. So the nonprofit I'm involved in serves youth. And I take a lot of pride in my daily job and what I do at Smuckers, but serving the community and serving students and youth in particular just is incredibly fulfilling. And I believe that I have skill sets that can help move the board and the whole district forward in a positive way.
You know, I know that one of the big things that the school board has had to make decisions on in the last year is COVID-19. And I'm sure that, you know, everyone has their personal opinions on it, but from a standpoint of if you were to be voted into the school board position, how would you view COVID-19? How would you view some of the things with mask mandates and some of that that has already been done now?
Yeah, it's a great question and certainly a hot topic amongst a lot of the voters. You know, I guess what I would say, first of all, I think the current board that's in place really has done a great job. I don't know what it's like to walk in their shoes, and so, you know, I am not going to pass judgment on them, and I think some of the choices that they've made has taken a lot of courage. You know, with that said, if I would have been on the board at the time to make some choices around mask mandates, I probably would have just thought about a little bit more criteria. So, you know, numbers, you know, what are three or four different things that we should be looking at in order to make an initial decision, and then also to use, you know, for kind of that monthly review. Mm-hmm. And I also think there would have been an opportunity just for a little bit more community involvement before a vote was made, just to really help with change management, quite honestly. I mentioned earlier that, you know, in my corporate role, I'm trained in change management. And I think, you know, people having the ability to have a voice and express their thoughts, no matter what the outcome is, it helps through those changes. So, you know, I certainly recognize 100% that you'll never please everyone, you know, especially on this topic, on masks specifically, right? There's
100%.
There are the extremes on both sides, and I respect everybody's perspectives on where they're at with masks. But I would also say, you know, where we're at right now, I don't have an issue with mask. You know, I believe that, you know, you can find studies that say mask help, masks don't help. But I believe that, you know, we can, with our children and in the schools, we can err on the side of caution and support mask. And, you know, I think some people will say, well, you know, children aren't getting sick, they're not dying. That is 100% true. But they also can carry the virus to those that will get sick and can get sick. And, you know, for a period of time, our community resources have been very taxed, right? The hospital's been full and a lot of people have been sick. And so, you know, I support where we're at right now. But again, if I would have been part of the board, you know, I would have thought, what are those, again, three or four key criteria to help the community understand at what point would we make a change,
sure.
one way or the other. You know, I think it's also important to recognize that, I mean, we are in the middle of a pandemic. There's no playbook for this, right? It's, you know, once in 100 years, if not more. And I think, you know, all of us just being open to how things are being done and, you know, just taking a step back and thinking about the greater good is important in this time. So,
Jody Starcher, my guest, she is running for school board in Worcester City Schools. And Jody, you know, it's interesting. I've talked to Scott DeMar from the Ohio Education Association, and we've discussed how there are many candidates running for school boards that are taking radical views into those school boards. And I think that's interesting because ultimately it comes down to what's best for the kids. Do you think that's getting lost in some of these races that we're seeing of people going into it with ulterior motives opposed to what's going to help the kids and that school district out? Do you think that's getting lost in some of these?
I do think in maybe in some cases, and certainly anybody that watches the news and, you know, they're in some school districts, there is a lot of activity and a lot of perspectives and just, I would say, some of that more extreme than maybe we're seeing in Worcester. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that the other candidates all have children at the forefront. You know, I do think certain topics maybe have elevated some people's interest in either participating in, you know, as a candidate, or again, I think it's more in Worcester around who they're voting for related to how they feel on those topics. You know, I think it's important that voters not, I mean, it's certainly look at what's important to you and what you're aligned to on some of these hotter topics, but it's also important to look at the skill set of the individuals because it's 4-year term, right? And mask and some of the other topics that you're referring to, probably most notably critical race, you know, I'm not sure that those are 4-year topics. And there is a lot going on in the school district. You know, something that is a hot topic right now is a 30-year facility plan for Worcester City Schools. And, you know, there have been multiple community sessions to get community's input on what that could look like. So right now, they're coming up with what could alternatives be. So, you know, neighborhood schools versus kind of a campus environment. And, you know, I'll be honest, I went to one of those sessions. There were probably 4 community members at those. And so, wow. You know, and certainly I think we all know that once a decision's made, there's going to be perspective. And so,
yeah. You
know, one thing that's really important to me is how do we engage the community earlier in the process? What do we do? I mean, I think the administration has done a great job of socializing these community sessions were happening. But how does the board help, you know, I'll say market that a little bit and pull people in and get more people involved? Again, it's partly change management. It's partly, again, developing that relationship between the board and the community. I mean, that's just one example of things that are going on outside of some of the hot topics that are going to be making the board, along with the administration, is going to be making key long-term decisions that are going to impact not only the school district, but the whole community, right? So when you think about people deciding where they're going to live, they look to the school system, right? And so how do we have the best facilities to attract people to our community, right? So so I guess I'm not sure I fully answered your question, but I would say yes. Certainly, I believe people are getting involved in the board because of the hot topics, but I also believe that a lot of the voters are making choices, and I think people are going to come out to vote because of those hot topics. And I would just hope that while those are important and they're real feelings that people have on these hot topics, that we also look at the candidate as a whole and who's best suited for the 4-year term.
Well, and that takes me to my last question for you, which is that, you know, I know having done a story about your son, I mean, I know that, you know, your son went to Worcester, your son's friends go to Worcester, you know, your son's girlfriend might go to Worcester, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel that gives you a leg up or a different perspective that maybe other candidates might not have at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am born and raised in Worcester. I'm a Worcester High School alum. And yeah, my son is a senior at Worcester High School. And, you know, my husband and I have been very involved in the district ever since Devin's been in school. You know, we were PTO, right? I was the treasurer for a couple years in the middle school. In the grade school. And then in middle school, my husband and I helped get a golf team started. So we worked with the athletic director at the middle school, Heidi Haas at the time, you know, to get a program started at the middle school, which is really starting to pay some dividends for the high school team. You know, we're involved in fundraisers. We're present at events. And, you know, part of that is because Devin's involved, but part of it is just our interest in the school district and youth. And so I do think having a child in the district, you know, does provide a good perspective and maybe somewhat of an advantage. But I also know a number of the other candidates have kids in the district or have had. You know, some people have actually asked me about, so Devin is a senior, like I said, he'll be graduating in May. And some people have said, well, you won't have a child in the district, you know, for most of your term. And, you know, from my perspective, the fact that Devin is graduating, all of a sudden, I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands, again, to give back to the community, to serve the community. You know, I invest a lot of time in Devin and whatever he's connected to and his friends. I mean, I go to the events his friends are involved in. I go to events that are just happening at the school, like drama club productions. You know, I think it's important to support youth. And so all of a sudden I'm going to have more time to do that with him graduating. And I feel like I'm close enough, you know, with him just graduating that I have a good perspective of what's going on, you know, within the district. So to me, I think it's a perfect time. I think having a child in the district right now, but also with him moving is going to give me more time. So, you know, just to add on to that a little bit, you know, before I decided to run, my husband and son and I had a conversation because I know this is a significant time commitment. You know, I'm not taking this commitment lightly. You know, I expect it to be 10 to 15 hours a week. And I do work full time and have other interests as well. And so, you know, as a family, we decided that this was the right thing to do. And my husband's incredibly supportive. He's helped me a ton with this campaign and believes in me. And my son is really excited and supportive as well. So, so it's a fun time, and I'm excited and energized to be a part of the board. So would appreciate everybody's support come next week on November 2nd.
Jody, I appreciate you doing this and appreciate you being part of the podcast, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for the time today.